Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I'm getting brain plot, world domination. People left me out of the ticket. I'm just like, man, if you want the crap, you gotta take it.
Straight up.
Peace and blessings. This is the Blend King DJ IM. We turned up every single Thursday from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make sure you listen to us on the web. We are worldwide.
What up, world? It's DJ Raw checking in one time. Hey, check this out. You can catch me on K100 Radio each and every Tuesday afternoon, 1 to 2 p.m. That's right. While you're on your lunch break, check out some of my hot mixes and some of the best interviews I got with some of the most talented and up-and-coming artists right here in the A. And you know I can't forget about my artists. I do it for you. Get at me on Twitter at Raw738 or email me rawhits@gmail.com. I want to put you on the show and let you get your shine on. And remember, catch me on K100 Radio each and every Tuesday, 1 to 2 p.m. We out. Who got next?
You know how we get down.
The biggest hits right here.
Then let's get it, boy.
Get him up!
This is K100 Radio with the hottest hip-hop and R&B mixes.
What up? Yep. You know what it is. K1's Radio, man. Welcome, everybody, to the show. Welcome to another edition of our live interview series. We like to call it the Direct Line over here at K1's Radio. This is where we have a chance to bring people on to the air live and get an inside feel about what it is they do, and whether it be an artist or a music industry professional, athlete, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Whatever it is that we decide to, you know, whatever it is that we decide to pick up and whoever it is we decide to interview, over here at K1's Radio. We call it the Direct Line series. That's what it means, because we got these guys and these people right exactly on the line. So, for this particular installment, let's get it. Right now, we on the phone line with Crazy Clean. That's KC Crazy Clean. Hip-hop.
Hello, what's going on?
What's going on? We got Rich and Cash on the line from the group. Two out of three, we got hopefully the other guy can make it. It's a three-man group, but we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about what's going on with the groups and the disappearances of groups in Atlanta and just around the world. There's not too many people really booming with the rap groups, so I'm glad to have one on the station right now. But this is Rich and Cash of KC Crazy Clean, man. Again, you guys, welcome to the broadcast. Go ahead and introduce yourselves real quick, individually, please.
What's good, man? I go by KC Cash, representing Crazy Clean. You know what I'm saying?
What's going on? This is Rich LaShat, one member of KC Crazy Clean.
Rich like Shaq. It's a lot of money. Have mercy. What's up, man? Well, anyway, so where are you guys hailing from? Let the people know where you guys hailing from. You guys are hailing from Atlanta, Georgia, right?
Yeah,
Georgia to be exact.
That's all right. Absolutely, man. So,
North
right
side.
Now. What side is that? Say it again.
North side.
You know, the north side is like gaining a lot of weight now. I remember when I first got down in the 90s, man, it was like not cool to be from the north side. Everybody thought the north side was soft and shit. It was like, Gwinnett, nigga, fuck you, nigga, you ain't gonna do shit. You know what I'm saying? nobody really believed about that they can go down the north side. I did, though, you know what I'm saying, because I had been all around the city. But it's crazy now how the dynamics of everything changed. There's a lot of artists from the north side is representing on a national
level. Definitely, K-Camp. A1, the super group, big shout out to all of those people. Those are all mutual friends of ours.
All right, that's what's up, man. So let's go ahead and dive into it. Let's get into it. Direct Line. And we got some music for you guys to play. So, you know, we're going to let the people hear your music and all that kind of stuff. But first, let me ask you this. Being a group, just being a group, period, right? How difficult is it? Because for me, in the position that I'm in, I see a lot of issues with groups being together. Like, you see a lot of groups come and go, and they don't, and it's hard. A lot of managers these days don't want to take on groups because it's kind of hard to keep them together because they fall out. How tough is it being in a group, and how did you guys get together? Were you solo artists first, or did you start out in the game as a group?
Break it down to him, Kashim.
Yeah, well, we started off as a group. I mean, it's all one mindset. To us, it was like, you know, we make this happen as a movement, as a unit, and, you know, if each individual wanted to break off, they could. But, you know, right now we're trying to make it happen as one, you know, and that's what we make it happen. The whole KC Crazy Clean thing, that's a unit. And, you know, it's individuals behind that.
It's deeper than the music.
It's deeper than the music.
It's a brotherhood. Loyalty before royalty.
All right. So how long have you guys been a group? How long has KC Crazy Clean been together?
Man, we've been brothers, man. We've been calling ourselves KC Crazy Clean since about 06. Since we was young, you know what I'm saying? This is the thing we've just been behind, and, you know, that's what we've been believing in. That's what we've been calling ourselves. So we got a little name behind us. You know, we just been making music and moves off of that. You know what I'm saying? That's what we on right now.
Absolutely. So let me ask you about your style. We're going to play some of your music in a little bit. A lot of people, the north side of Atlanta, a lot of people have been saying, well, kind of all the artists that come from the north side or whatever, they kind of sound the same, like Migos, whatever, whoever. I don't necessarily agree with that, you know what I'm saying, because I think K-Camp does have a different sound. I think Cyrie the Kid, who's from the north side, Cobb County side, he has a different sound.
We're from Cobb.
Y'all from Cobb, okay. So and there's a difference between, if you're not from Atlanta, you know, north side is north side, and Atlanta's Atlanta, but not technically everywhere. Cobb County is different from Gwinnett County, you know what I'm saying, it's a little bit different. But when people say, man, everybody down here in Atlanta trying to sound like a rap like Migos or whatever, what would you say to that?
Definitely not us. Everybody, we all kind of got our own style. And I think the Migos are very repetitious. And none of our songs are really repetitious like that. We just get to the point, all the hooks going to jump. And we're really going to blow your mind the first time you hear everything.
So we got a couple of them loaded up, so we're going to find that out in a minute. A couple of songs. I'll let you guys pick. We got three songs, but I'll let you guys pick which two we're going to rock with. You know, we'll go over that in a minute. We got Atlanta Zoo, Dripping Sauce. I also got a joint called I Can Get Used to This. So we'll figure out which ones we're going to rock with in a minute. Now, your production. How do you go about choosing your beats and tracks? You know, you said it's not repetitious, but right now in the game, repetition is what sells the deal, especially with the DJs. The DJs want you to have a certain kind of quote-unquote trap beat in order to make it. So you say your songs aren't repetitious. What about your production? How do you go about picking producers that you work with in production?
See, we go to a lot of open mics, and we network with a lot of producers and have an actual personal relationship with a lot of producers also. So we sit down, we might say a hook, or they might start off on a beat and just add instruments as they go along, or however the process is. If they feel like sending us beats, we'll jump on the beat, and we'll just duck it, cut it, chop it, mix it up, and make it work out like it's supposed to.
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly.
So there is no sound that you go for particularly. Like when you hear a beat like you know, if you pop stop, it kind of that.
Hello?
Yeah, what kind of... Yeah, I heard you. What kind of track exactly do you like per se? Like, when you hear a beat, it looks like
we don't go for nothing like necessarily trap. We go for something with a little kick to it, so we feel like it give a little pop in the club. You know, we go for the club atmosphere, not necessarily for that trap vibe.
Not trap, just the club atmosphere, kind of party music for the most part.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody can't sell dope.
Everybody can't. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times the ones that do don't make it. That's just the honest truth. More often than not, some of them make it, but more often than not, the truth is more of them don't. You know what I'm saying? You know, people step in before they get to this level. So let me ask you this. Okay, Atlanta has been in and out of the news, man, lately and this is something I'm going to ask you guys, because you represent Atlanta and you represent the new Atlanta. I call you guys the new Atlanta generation. You know what I'm saying? So you guys have been coming under a lot of not you per se, because, you know, I'm not singling you out, but the next generation of Atlanta artists, it's been said that you guys are no outcasts. You guys don't have a flair. You guys are not doing what artists like Goody Mob and all those guys did back in the day to bring a culture to Atlanta, and you guys are actually making people turn away from the Atlanta music scene. What would you say to that as a young artist coming up in Atlanta and representing the A so hard?
I mean, we're definitely trying to bring that kind of feeling back, you know, like, it's not, I mean, we do events such as, like, giving back to the community and stuff like that, and, you know, we try to empower and bring people together. That's the movement we behind, you know. It's about loyalty, you know. We about sticking to one page, and, you know, we just try to spread knowledge through our music and unity amongst, you know, other black people and the youth in Atlanta. Everybody comes together and unite type deal, but that's what we stand for, you know.
All right. So what kind of community stuff have you done? What have you done in the community as an artist? Like, what have you done any kind of charities, anything like that, free concerts for kids? What have you done actually in the community as a group?
Yeah, we did this Helping the Homeless event back in October, you know, where we went out and we gave back to the community in Atlanta. We were down off of Cortland Avenue, you know, right there. So we really...
Okay, so let me ask you. I'm gonna get ready to play one of your songs first in a second. I think I'm gonna play. Which one would you like me to play? I think I'm gonna play Atlanta Zoo because I've heard about that song. You know what I'm saying? I've heard. You know, this is a song by y'all that I've heard about you from. That's Zoo Records. So I'm gonna play that one first. I'm gonna play that one first. I'm gonna play the Atlanta Zoo joint. You know what I'm saying? But the music industry right now is in a real state of like flux as far as how you're gonna make your money. You know what I'm saying? Mixtapes or whatever is not really making any money. Some people are making money off shows if you got a hit single or whatever, and it's really hard to get a label to buy into you unless you got some kind of viral, crazy Vine video or whatever, something that they can latch onto to make money off of to make your brand bigger. As a young artist coming up now, how do you plan to make money off your music?
My phone damn died.
Hello? Yeah, I still got you.
Run it.
I still got you guys. So how do you plan on making money off your music in the future?
Well, really, we talk.
Go ahead, run it, bro.
Kick that.
Shows more so than anything else. Shows, radio plays, and really getting out there and networking yourself. I feel like anything is possible. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't say, oh, yeah, well, I want to do albums first. Like, nah, album, that's a big step. You know what I'm saying? But you definitely got to have the production, and you definitely got to have the right people behind you to make sure you can even reach that level. Because a lot of people want to rap. A lot of people want to be this big artist. But shit, until you reach that stardom level, you know what I'm saying, you got to start somewhere. So I would most definitely say shows. Shows first. Shows, that's where the most money going to come in.
So how do you plan on getting your single to the point where you're getting paid shows? I heard you say that you do a lot of open mics and stuff like that, which normally don't. Even if you hot stuff, you have to pay to get ones.
At this point right now in the music industry, I believe that for you to get played, you got to break bread. You got to show love to DJs. You got to show love to clubs. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of payola right now.
You're right about that. You're not even lying about that. I'm glad at least that you guys understand and can openly admit that. A lot of people don't want to say that, but that's really the truth of the matter. And at least you guys are focused enough and understand that that's the name of the game. You feel what I'm saying? At the end of the day, everything is a service now. You know, the music industry has turned into a service business, not so much as a just love for music breaking music, especially with the DJs. Their whole philosophy has changed over the past decade. You know what I'm saying? Instead of being a DJ that wanted the exclusive just because they like, I'm not playing shit unless you pay me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's where it's at right now. You know what I'm saying? Sadly, I wish it wasn't like that, but that is what it is. So at least you guys know that. And
you know,
I'm glad
don't get me wrong. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of DJs that I have come across that once you have an actual relationship with them, you know what I'm saying, and you talking to them on a regular basis. Shout out to Guy ATL. That's one of my homeboys. You know what I'm saying? And we talk about music a lot. You know what I mean? He gives me the scoop on what DJs are looking for, or you know what I'm saying, what's the next wave of music that's coming up that everybody's getting behind. And you know what I'm saying? I feel like once you got that kind of plug on the inside, it's just up to you to do what you got to do with it. But relationships mean a lot.
They does. They do. Sometimes artists want to come in and just, you know, play. You're going to play it when you ain't in the club if you don't know you like that. That's the point. That's the part artists don't get. You can get played right then in the moment, but you play it when you can see your face. That's the relationship. So we get ready to sing one of your songs. Well, I'm going to ask you guys, which one you want me to rock with? I got Atlanta Zoo, Dripping Sauce, and I Can Get Used to This. Which one you guys want me to rock with?
I Can Get Used to This. I Can Get Used to This.
All right.
Yep.
Hey, you got to roll up your windows, sir.
My window's not down.
Don't worry about that. Who produced this track? Who produced
B-Plug.
It? Who made...
B-Plug, too.
Okay. All right. B-Plug. All right. So who produced this? All right. I'm going to go ahead and play the track real quick. I think you guys got to have a little connection problems. This right here is Crazy Clean. The name of this joint is called I Can't Speak to This. First time we're going to play it on 6.6. If you know what you think, 347-934-0966. That would be the number that you can call and let us know what you think about this song. This is KC Crazy Clean. The name of this joint is called I Can Get Used to This. Let's go. K100 Radio.
I know who made that beat.
Promote that shit, man. Good life, man. Good life, man. Burn that shit. Turn that shit. Good life. Good life.
Turn up.
Good
turn,
life.
Up. Turn up. Hey.
Woo. Fast car. I can't get.
Get it every chance I get. Take that trick to make extra profit. Spend a lot of paper, but make sure I stay inside my margins. For the love of the money, done seen some soldiers departed. Seen some partners who I used to fuck with turn ghost on me. And all I can do is toast on, keep smoking. Cause life is about as fun as it gets. And I'ma keep counting Benjamin. Also told me keep it real and never let a nigga know everything. Man, the money she get, everything. Life happy fast and I'ma keep living. Trying to run my money up until I see a billion, Lord willing.
Cause I can't get.
Stay down through and through with it. These bitches not new to them. I switching them out by the one and the two of them. What the fuck they gon' do with them? I pull up from the stoop and the stoop for them. The whole lesson about who that is, who that is. You play with me, I'm coming with two of them. They got quarter to top, I get two of them. Bro, I'm stupid and stupid and stupid. Real talk, true story. All glory, no glory. Sell mine, it's to the mall. I'm just trying to get nothing but flavor. I'm posted up with number tigers. Black America, put your allegiance. Your bitch, all of her needs to can see me.
Blaze. live and non-stop hip-hop and R&B.
What's up?
K100 Radio.
24-7.
And we're back. That was Casey Crazy Clean. First time ever played on K100 Radio. I Can Get Used to This. If you like that joint or whatever, hit us up, man. Let us know. 347-934-0966. If you're one of their folks, hit them up. If you want to give them a shout out, I want to 347-934-0966.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello? Who was that on the second verse? Which one of you guys on the second verse?
Nah, he ain't. That's our partner Ears. He ain't in here right now.
Oh, that was Ears. That was the guy that was featured on the track. It was dope. I like the track. And he got a pretty dope feature. So sometimes a lot of independent artists don't like to collaborate with other independent artists for some reason. I don't know why. You know what I'm saying? If they got a fan base, it can really work out for the better benefit of you guys. You know what I'm saying? So big ups to you guys working with the artists. That's good. A lot of independent artists, for some reason, feel like they don't need to or don't want to work with other artists. I never understood that. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? For real. So let me ask you this.
Networking means everything.
It does. So let me ask you this. Would you take a record deal right now? A straight up a record deal?
If I'm in control, as far as like not a 360 deal, of course not. If it's a 360 deal, no. But if it's something that we can negotiate and we can honestly put our minds together and it's gonna benefit everybody, of course, who wouldn't? That's a dream. But it definitely has to be something that's beneficial. It can't just be something like, damn, I just got a record deal. Like, nah, that's not the interest of the group, and that's definitely not the interest of me or Cash or Biggs.
All right. So I ask you that because a lot of people are on this fuck a deal thing that you hear in music right now. Especially I be everywhere. I be, you know, open mics and everything, and a lot of artists like, man, fuck a deal. I don't want no deal. I'm gonna do it independent, blah blah blah. And I'm like, yeah.
But 9 times out of 10, they broke though.
Yeah. 10 times out of 10.
Ten times out of ten, the same people that screaming, I'm independent, I want to be independent, they never even seen $10,000 in their life before. You know what I'm saying? So you can't, I feel like for you to even speak on that kind of stuff, to say, I want to be independent, you got to have that bread for you to even say that kind of statement.
Exactly. I concur 100%. Somebody's on the phone line. Let me see somebody hit the phone line. See somebody want to give you a shout out. Maybe they want to check in and see what's good to give us some feedback on the music. 678-656. Hello. 678.
Hello.
What's going on?
What's going on?
Hello?
It's Rich Life Shack. KC Cash. What's going on? KC, what's happening?
What's
happening? Can't hear you.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Man, I can't hear him, man. But if this is me, I like the little track that was just banging. But this, you know, boy from Florida, called me your homeboy, and I kind of like that, you know, sound good.
Yeah. Okay, bet. Appreciate it. Much love. Link with us on the ground. Link with us on Twitter. Get at us, man, wherever you at. We send the music to your location. You request it on your radio station. And big shout out to everybody that's out there checking us out.
Yeah, what with everybody.
That was Carmine from Florida. I know he couldn't hear or whatever, but that was Carmine. His name was Carmine from Florida. He was listening. He was on Twitter right now. Give out your Twitter names again.
Big shout out, Carmine.
What's y'all Twitter names?
Rich Life Shack.
And about Cash.
All right. Also follow these guys on Instagram, IG at Crazy Clean. That's with a K, Crazy Clean. Make sure you go over there on Instagram and follow them. Hit them up. Let them know you listen to them over here on K100 Radio today. We got like two more songs that we're going to play, though. So out of these next two songs, which ones would you guys like for me to play? I got Atlanta Zoo and I got Dripping Sauce. Which one?
Play them. Go ahead and drop Atlanta Zoo next.
All right, that's the one I was hoping, because that's the one I've actually heard, you know, I've seen promo about you guys with. this particular song, Atlanta Zoo. I seen it in a couple of email blasts and stuff like that. So that was the one I wanted to make sure I get a chance to play. But I want to let you guys decide. You know, so who produced this track right here?
Also, B-Plug is definitely a force behind us right now. You know what I mean? He's actually one of the big producers. Well, he's not big, but he's an indie producer that's coming up, and he's putting a lot of groundwork down. You know what I'm saying? He's willing to work with artists also, and he's definitely talented enough to do everything that anybody else in the mainstream is doing.
All right. Before we go, I think we got another call. Let me see real quick. 741, what's up? Hello?
Hello?
Yo, turn your music down in the background. Turn your music down. Yo, what up?
Hello?
Yo, what's going on?
Yo, what's going on? It's Crazy Clean?
Yeah, it's Crazy Clean.
Yeah. Hey, what's happening?
What's good? I'm out here in Miami, man. I just heard that track. We got to run that back.
Yeah. Appreciate it, my brother.
We got to run that back.
Big salute to you, KCO, everything you did.
Yeah. Yeah, so when's the next venue? You guys coming to Miami?
Whew! We're on the way.
All right, cool. All right, but no, I really like the new style though. You know, they're not copying anybody else. You can tell they have their own original, you know, flavor going on over there in Marietta. A lot of talent coming out of that city right now. So, you know, I'll tell everybody to be on the watch out for them boys.
All right,
I appreciate you, brother. Yeah. Big salute.
No doubt. All right, y'all be easy, man. All
right. So, Florida check in, you know what I'm saying? Big time Miami, you know what I'm saying? Two calls from Florida check in. That's what's up, man. So, we're getting ready to play the next joint. This joint is called Atlanta Zoo. Again, this is Crazy Clean. Direct line interview right here on K100 Radio. All right, check them out. Make sure you follow them on Instagram at Crazy Clean with the K. You know what I'm saying? Hit them up. All right, this joint, Atlanta Zoo, right here by Crazy Clean on K100 Radio. First time I ever played it here. Let's get it.
Let's go, 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 let I think we should pop out. Run him off a nickname on my brush. The tiny bitch can be flying. I'm ducking and down in my head as I hide. Talk all the time. I put off a mask when I'm asking what's popping before we can hear me. You play up the guam. Net, designer her clothes. Go digging in, sucking for gold. Not tell me I'm royalty, ho. No money, nigga. It's always on run. No racks. But not from these doors. We call it collecting. Both. I stay out of town, my turn of a call. We burn, we call it our rapper at home. My rapper, we rapping and rapping these. Oh, your exes just do what we keep in your soul.
You are tuned into K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
And before we wrap things up, over here with KC Crazy Clean. It's crazy, man. We had a great interview with these guys. I think we got a couple more people that hit the line real quick. Hold on, Rich and Cash, real quick. I think we got one more person at least that hit the phone lines. Maybe they want to holler at you guys real quick before we get up out of here. Hold on. Let me see. Wait, what up, though? Hello? What's up?
What's going on? What's happening? What's happening? What's happening?
Hey, what's happening? Is this this Crazy Queen?
Yeah, what's happening? What's up, Mr. B? You decided to clock in, huh? You
What's happening with y'all, man? Y'all already know, man. It's your boy Biggs, man. Sorry I had to clock in all late, but I appreciate K100 giving us a shot and everything.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Already.
Yeah, well, I mean, we been chopping it up for a minute, and we just played the joint. We just played the Atlanta Drew joint. Played the other joint. Real quick, since you're on the line, kind of behind, go ahead and shout out your information, like how people can rock with you personally on Twitter and Instagram and all that stuff before we get ready to get up out of here.
Okay, well, everybody can definitely follow me on my name at Mr. Biggs, Mr. _ Biggs, 2 G's, 2 S's. And then I'm definitely on the Crazy Queen Instagram page right there, at Crazy Queen. And besides that, I don't really be on Twitter, but besides that, I just be with them grinding. So look out for us. You know, we out here. Again, I appreciate K100.
And, you know, like he said, everybody can be reached at the Crazy Queen page. That is K-R-A-Z-Y, Queen. And my personal page is SHAK_RLX. Rich Like Shaq. Appreciate it, K100.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, let me ask you guys one question. Are you guys going to drop a mixtape soon? Mixtape coming out
this summer. We're working right now. We're going to drop that thing this summer, man. We got a couple
collabs. We definitely need y'all to help us get this video together, too. We want everybody over there at K100 in the video with us. Come represent Atlanta Zoo. We're finna blast off.
Yeah.
When y'all gonna shoot it? When is the shoot going down?
We would definitely want to win when it gets hot. You know what I'm saying? Because we got a couple different ideas and we want to move around the city.
All right, that's what's up.
Show a little bit of love to everybody. Everybody put on for what they representing. You know what I'm saying? That's what Atlanta Zoo about to be about when we drop that. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Well, I'm glad I got a chance to talk to everybody, all members of the group at least. You know what I'm saying? Right here on K1's Radio. We've been rocking, man, for a direct line interview with KC Crazy Clean right here on K1's Radio, man. We play some of their joints. We're going to rock with a couple of them, give them some spins over here at K1's Radio, show them some love as well. Shout out to everybody who tuned in. Shout out to the call. We really appreciate that. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to K1's Radio, man. This was a live direct line artist interview with Crazy Clean. Went down. We'll be able to catch the replay on our side. You guys out there, man. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to K1's Radio. We're going to get back into the music because we got DJ Chill Will coming up next. In about 30 minutes, not even that long, you know what I'm saying? About 30 minutes, we got DJ Chill Will coming live. He's got some brand new exclusive music, lots of dope stuff coming up that he's going to play. I added a couple of new joints earlier today, that came across my board that I kind of was digging. Tech N9ne's got a joint that I actually like. You know, a lot of people are sleeping on Tech N9ne. For real. You know what I'm saying? That Wale and Usher joint was kind of dope, too, though. You know what I'm saying? That Wale and Usher, that was kind of dope. It was a couple of ones. Kanye West had another song that came out. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of dope, too. You feel me? So it was a lot of it's a lot of the music that's floating out here. A lot of dope R&B that came out also. Matter of fact, I'm gonna play the Kanye West joint because I like the Kanye West joint. Even though Kanye's really been on some craziness lately with his rants and stuff, that's just what the fuck he's been doing forever. But anyway. But I do like the new Kanye joint. I do like the all-day joint. I'm going to run that real quick. But just stand by. Don't go anywhere. If you're listening to K1's Radio right now, don't leave. Because in about not even 30 minutes, DJ Chill Will go live. And trust me, Chill Will always has some exclusive shit. Nobody else has. You know what I'm saying? But he always goes in with the mix. The Ride or Die mix, that comes up at 7 o'clock. So make sure you guys hang around for that. This is that new Kanye West, though. Let me join. It's called All Day. Right here on K100 Radio, man. Thanks, buddy, for tuning in for the direct line. Interview with KC, Crazy Clean, and I'm out.
All day. All day. How long you all day. How much time you spent at the mall? All day. How many runners do you got in the car? All day. How long they keep in the car? All day. Take you to get to the job? All day. Can you see your hair? How long you been? All day. Nobody knows. Stay push out. All day. Top, side. All day. This shit, nigga, I'm for the winner, and it just made me. Also, I'm in a shit crazy, nigga. He ain't getting money, that's a cat, eight figures. But a decent piece, man, I've been saying, nigga. Just fought the bear con, that's sensei, nigga. Told him I've been on kids since the 10th grade, nigga. Got a middle finger longer than the 10th grade, nigga. I don't let him play with me. I don't let him talk to me, no cop.